This is Miss Melissa, the Bathtub Mermaid, and you're listening to Tales from the Tub. Welcome back to the Dog Days of Advent. What's the Dog Days of Advent? Well, it's a quirky little cousin of the Dog Days of Podcasting, except in December, we're maybe not so strict. Some of us do 24 days, some of us do 12, and some of us just post here and there. You can find the link to the Mondo feed with everyone's posts at dogdaysofpodcasting.com. Day 16. Icicle. They stood there for a moment, the kind of pause that could turn into anything, which, in retrospect, was probably why the universe chose that exact second to drop an icicle the size of a baguette from the roof. It hit the sidewalk between them with a sharp crack, sending a spray of glittering shards across their boots. Marisol yelped. Theo shouted something that sounded like friggin', but got lost to shock. Then they looked at each other and burst out laughing in the kind of helpless, slightly hysterical way you only do when you've both just escaped being impaled by weather. Oh my god, Marisol wheezed, bending to pick up one of the harmless fragments. If that had hit one of us... Immediate popsicle, Theo said solemnly. Open and shut, coroner's report. She snorted. Cause of death? Holiday decor. Victim was in the wrong place at the wrong time, but was at least festively themed. Their shoulders bumped as they crouched to sweep the icicle shards into the snowbank. The contact made both of them freeze for half a beat. Long enough to feel it, not long enough to acknowledge it out loud. When they straightened, Marisol dusted her gloves, trying to act nonchalant. So, that was dramatic. Theo nodded. Nature's way of telling us something. Oh, really? And what's that? That we should never, ever stand under eaves again, he said, nodding sagely. She laughed again, warmer this time. I walked here under like 12 eaves. Reckless behavior. He shook his head. Truly wild. A gust of wind rattled the remaining icicles along the edge of the roof. Both of them instinctively stepped closer together, out of the drop zone. His arm brushed hers. Neither of them moved away. You okay? He asked quietly. Yeah, fine. Then after a beat, she didn't mean to let slip. Better now? He turned to look at her. Really look at her, and something in the air shifted. Not dramatic, not cinematic, it just got warmer. Should we, Marisol gestured vaguely toward absolutely nothing, move before the roof tries to kill us again? Probably, Theo agreed. They didn't move. Another icicle creaked somewhere overhead. They both flinched directly into each other's face, not on purpose, not quite by accident. Marisol felt her breath catch. Theo's eyes flicked to her mouth. Okay, she said barely more than a whisper. That one was definitely a sign. He laughed, soft and nervous and delighted. Yeah, a pretty obvious one. And before either of them said anything else, he leaned in, slowly enough that she could turn away if she wanted to. She didn't. Their lips met in a warm, startled, perfect little collision, the kind that makes you laugh into each other's mouths because neither of you was quite ready and both of you wanted it anyway. A chunk of snow slid off the roof behind them with a soft whump, like the universe clearing its throat politely. They pulled apart, breathless and grinning. Okay, Marisol said, cheeks flushed. Maybe we should go somewhere less structurally dangerous. Theo nodded, brushing a snowflake from her hair. Somewhere nearby, something shifted in the quiet, as if it had finally noticed them. Hey, Bathtub Merfolk and Dog Days of Advent listeners, I just wanted to let you know, in case you hadn't noticed from the Mondo feed getting a little bit bigger, that Paul Maki of One Idiot's Podcast, Nuchas and Tech of Nutty Bites, and Mark the Encaffeinated One are now lending their voices to the Mondo feed. Make sure you check it out. This podcast is written and produced by Melissa A. Bartel under a Creative Commons Attribution Non-Commercial No Derivatives 4.0 International License. For show notes, including links and references, please visit bathtubmermaid.com. Special thanks to our patrons, Nuke Jess, Susan Fogle, Jason Banks, Clay Robeson, Charlotte and Ken Kennedy, Mark the Encaffeinated One, Selena Taylor, Fran Hutchinson, Patricia Kleindienst, and Steve Pritchard. If you want to help keep the tub full, please consider joining them at patreon.com/bathtubmermaid. Remember, bubbles fade, but voices don't. Keep swimming and resist.